4 minutes.
4 minutes late. Pizza's free.
Come on, you guys live 2 towns away. It's pretty much impossible to get here in 30 minutes.
Exactly. That's why we order from your shitty pizza parlor.
Okay. You guys are pretty smart. Figured out a way to beat the system. There you go.
Thank you.
What, no tip?
Sorry. Only got the big bills.
You guys kind of remind me of me when I was your age, actually. You know, kind of like just trying to get drunk any chance I get. You got the fridge full of beer, right?
Man, we don't have anything.
Really?
Could you get some beer?
Me? Listen, I shouldn't do this, but if you give me the money that your mom gave you for the pizzas, which you didn't give me, I will run out and get you some beer.
Let me do it. Let's get fucking shit-faced.
But I want to tip this time.
Okay. Okay. We have... That's 40.
Ah, thanks, man. Wait, how many am I getting?
Whatever that will get us.
Okay. I will see you soon. Wait, you boys like O'Doul's, right?
Yeah.
Fucking love that shit.
Totally.
You rule. Wow. Boom. Wow, cool. Really went for it. Oh, okay, well, I will, I will, yes, okay, all right, take care.
Hey.
Thanks again. You have a great personality. Hey, what the hell? Been sitting there watching the whole time?
Yeah, man, I cut the whole show. Really classy move there at the end, by the way, that kiss.
Look, woman is kind enough to provide me with fellatio services. I'm not just gonna dart out of there like she's an untouchable.
And they say chivalry is dead. Here, have a beer. The alcohol should help wash the taste of yourself out of your mouth.
Well, thank you, sir.
Hey, I rented some movies for us. I got Lethal Weapon. Lethal Weapon 2.
I think I'm going to have to pass. I got to be up early tomorrow. I teach class at 7.
Come on, man. You're a sub. Just call in sick, like the real teacher did.
Dude, you know I got promoted to full-time last month, all right? You bought me a laser pointer.
I know. I'm just having trouble accepting you as the man, you know, because you're you. You know, filling kids' heads with a bunch of bullshit, laser pointing at stuff just so you can have your summers off.
I'm sorry I have a career and I don't have time to squeeze action movies into my schedule.
Okay. Call of Duty?
Fine, but you will get smoked.
Fuck yeah!
Woo!
That was sick, Dwayne!
That was fucking awesome!
This one's gonna blow even bigger.
Oh, yeah. You know, if you weren't such a skinny little bitch, you could be in the military.
I don't need to be in the military, dude. I taught myself how to do this shit. Went online and looked all this up.
Oh, I hear you. I taught myself how to eat pussy and cut my own hair.
I taught myself how to eat pussy hair.
Do it. Yeah, I want this one.
Here, oh, give me the crossbow.
Yeah, you get the crossbow. I'll take the detonator.
Blow that shit up, dude.
This one's mine. Bin Laden! This time it's personal! Fuck you!
Whoa, man. So real. Run, bitch!
Oh, check this shit out.
What are you doing, dude?
Look, I'm not afraid of Jason. Look at me.
I'm fucking
Oh, my
kidding.
God.
Look at him, dude.
It is fucking mask off. It is mask off. Keep your fucking mask on, Jason.
I'm fingering his asshole.
I'm gonna fucking wrap his balls. I'm gonna fucking raw dog him in the mask hole.
Oh. I got your butt, pussy. Take it.
Just fuck you, Jason. Fucking
who are you two fags fucking?
Just Jason Voorhees.
Afternoon, Major.
It's been 20 years, Dwayne. When are you finally going to get up the courage to ask him out?
Psh, it's not funny. We're business partners.
Oh, yeah? What kind of business are you in?
Entrepreneurs.
It's not a business. You can't even pronounce it.
We're just trying to watch this movie. About 45 minutes left and 3D titties come up. You're coming at the worst possible time.
Yeah, well, I bought that TV so I could watch my football. Not so that you and your boyfriend could jack off all over it.
Well, then maybe you should learn how to share the common space better.
Common. The only thing common in this house is you.
Come on, Travis. This movie sucks anyway.
You look good, Major.
I paid for the damn cold cuts, too. Maybe if you had a job or a fucking prospect or a clue how to get any of the above, I'd let you eat them.
You're a cold son of a bitch, Dad.
That's what it takes, boy. In the Corps, pussies like you wore dresses to keep us entertained.
That's really fucking disturbing. Talk to me about fucking cold cuts, that son of a bitch. Oh, you gotta be kidding me. He bought another new truck? That's some high-end decal work, Dwayne. Fuck the major. Yeah, fuck him, dude.
Very funny, but you're late.
No, I'm 45 minutes late, which is like 10 minutes early for me.
Where the hell are you? You know, it's like 2 blocks away.
Yeah, I got held up trying to pick out the perfect shirt and hat combo for you. What do you think?
I like it. Very minimum wage.
Thanks. I can't wait to quit and take this shit off.
Say what you want to say about your boss, but the man knows how to make a good pizza.
I hate that guy. He can suck a dick.
Did you see Tom Small's Facebook update?
No, you know what? I'll check that shit. I'm off the grid.
He came out.
What?
Even posted a picture of him and his Latin boyfriend.
Tom Small is gay? That kid used to beat the hell out of me and Chuck in grammar school. Wow.
Tell me about it. He OTPS'd me at junior high formal.
What the hell was that?
Over the pants finger.
That's disgusting.
So, I've got news.
Even bigger news than the Tom Small? Because I don't know if I could take much more news.
This little corporation called the Four Seasons decides to finally get their shit together and accept me to their management training program.
Really? Whoa, congratulations. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I just can't believe they're opening a Four Seasons in town. We don't even have a Radisson.
Yeah, exactly. Which is why I'm moving to Atlanta. I'm going to be working in their special events department.
In Atlanta? You know, I know a little bit about it from rap music, and it sounds like a fucked up place.
Go on. Everything I've been working toward.
Did you tell your brother?
Yeah. Chet was really happy for me. But you'd be happy for me too.
I am. I'm totally happy for you. In fact, I will make you a crunk CD or something. You could show off to your new hustler friends in Atlanta.
He treats me like a bitch. There's no way to treat his son. He thinks he knows me. He doesn't fucking know me. I have more ideas than he could ever dream of. I have plans bigger than his whole fucking house.
Whatever you say. Maybe just be quiet for a while. Forget about your old dad. Let me do my thing.
Wish I could forget about that asshole. As is, I'm pretty much just waiting for him to drop dead. Just don't want to mess with my inheritance.
Really? What kind of inheritance?
Well, when the old man left the service, started buying lotto tickets. Next thing you know, in 98, the dude hits it for $10 million. And ever since then, he's been burning through it like an NBA draft pick. And Winnebagos, and flat screen TVs. It's all this senseless spending. He's probably down to like 1 or 2 million now. As soon as he kicks it, all that cash is mine.
You know, $1 million. You could have anything. You could be like a king. King Dwayne.
Right on. And you can be like my queen. Polish my royal scepter.
Your part just makes perfect.
Who are you?
Maybe I could help you get that money now.
Oh, yeah?
Before he spends another penny.
And how would you do that?
No guy in Detroit. He could help you. Probably do it for 100 G's.
Do what?
Kill your mean old cat. So what do you say? You ready for your crown?
These are very bad for you.
Hey, watch out. Maybe you should pace yourself there, buddy. Noon on a Saturday.
The fridge is full, man.
We're all good.
Oh, pretty crazy about Tom Small, huh?
Yeah, well, I never liked him.
Your sister did. You know, she let him finger blast her? Big time.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? I don't want that shit in my head.
Sorry. Yeah, your sister told me about it last night. I thought you should know.
What, you got swapping stories about getting fingered?
No. It's just your sister makes some questionable decisions. You know, like moving to Atlanta.
What's wrong with that? She's going to manage a hotel. I get free rooms. You can go over there and crash. Whenever you're out on the streets, we all win.
Yeah, except her. Once she gets involved with some Atlanta douchebag, that's totally wrong for her. You know, some doctor who drives a white BMW and listens to Fish? Fucking lame.
All right, whatever. Why are we talking about who my sister goes out with?
I don't know.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. Really like...
You want to fuck my sister, don't you?
Chad, I really don't want to talk about this,
okay? My twin sister? Which is basically like fucking me?
Oh, hardly. Your sister is attractive, and she excites me. Yes, in a sexual way. Can we please just be adults about this?
You, an adult? You had a Lunchables for dinner last night. You're a fucking man-child.
Hey, let's not say shit we can't take back, okay?
How about this? Do you want to know who I saw naked?
Who?
Miss Janet Rifkin. When I was nailing her the week after she dumped you. Intercourse style. That's right. My brown hands all over her nice white titties.
Wow. You pulled a Judas on Jenny fucking Rifkin. That is messed up, Chet. Almost as messed up as how I sold your Willie Mays signed ball for $200.
Hey, my grandpa left me that ball in his will. You helped me look for a month.
Now you know why we never found it. Are we done here?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
I was the one who told John Tanner about how your mom fucked that lifeguard. And I always felt awful about it because even though he swore secrecy, he wound up telling everyone else in town and then your parents got divorced. But now, I don't give a shit.
Well then you ruined my whole fucking life.
Not much of a life to ruin, but yeah, I guess I did.
Okay, Chet. You're right. I do want to have sex with your sister. Again. Because the first time was so awesome.
Bullshit. That never happened.
Graduation night.
No. You fucked Tina Scotto.
No, I just told you I did. Same story, different girl.
What? You deflowered my sister, and I know all the fucking details?
Get the fuck off of me!
Stop hitting my knee!
You're twins. Did you feel it when I was fucking her? Motherfucker! You fucking asshole!
Israeli self-defense technique.
I can't breathe. Go to sleep! Go to sleep! Go to sleep!
You're a huge loser.
Oh, fuck you.
You're not good enough for my sister, okay? You're a pizza boy.
You know, I actually feel sorry for you. Fucking dick. Because you'll never understand this shit. It's way more complicated than your fucking online dating.
You're a shit friend. All those years of asking me for stuff... Favors, you know what? That beatdown is the last favor you'll ever get.
Good. It's the last one I'll ever need.
Yeah, I'll give you a call and I need the fucking mozzarella sticks.
The pool's so dirty, dude. Dude, where'd all these leaves come from?
What the hell do you think, dude? I'm fucking trees.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. Jokes don't work with that. It has to be something in a sexual reference. Like, you know... These leaves are hard. That's what she said.
I hate this pool. Dwayne?
What?
Look, I don't want to get in the middle of a family matter or anything, but, killing the major seems kind of messed up. Right? Or no?
No, it's not messed up, dude. It's barely even murder. I mean, it's really just kind of shaving a few years off an old man's shitty existence.
Hey, dipshit! My pool ain't ready in an hour, you don't get paid. Maybe you ought to woke your lazy ass up before noon.
I woke up at 11:15, Major, that's a fact. You look good.
Nice to see you too, Dad. Love you so much.
Hey, Major.
Fuck that dick. You know why I sleep late, Travis? It's not because I'm lazy. It's on account of me having so many goddamn dreams. Big ones. Prepare yourself. What is the one thing... town is missing. I'll give you a hint. It's cash business. It's crawling with sexy bitches.
Chinese food restaurant?
No.
Abortion clinic?
Oh, yuck. No. A tanning salon. You know, think of all the green, all the brown flesh.
Right.
And it's the perfect front for a prostitution ring.
Whoa.
Guess what?
What?
I'm willing to cut you in on it.
Yep. Make you a partner in business. If, and only if,
you'll be my partner in crime. You gonna be fucking rich and famous, helping dudes to come and get tans? You wanna be a fucking pussy and clean this asshole's pool for $10 an hour?
Yeah, all right, I'll do it. I'm not gonna shoot the major or anything, all right? I'll hold him while you shoot him. That's it, dude.
Nah, listen, I'm not shooting anybody, all right? You wanna be a millionaire, Travis? You gotta start thinking like one, okay? Do you think millionaires murder people? No. No, they don't. They hire highly trained assassins to do it for them.
Right.
Which I have done.
What? Dwayne, where are we gonna get $100,000 to pay this deadly assassin?
See, now we're getting down to the heart of the matter. How do we get the 100 G's? Because once we have the 100 G's, we basically have the million. Once we have the million, well, then we own everything and everyone in this whole fucking town.
Yeah. All right, maybe we, rob a bank. Isn't that what people do? Just go down to the local branch, shoot some old dipshit security guard and be like...
Not really thinking like a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. All right, then we hire somebody to rob a bank.
Dude, fuck hiring them. Let's force some dumb motherfucker to rob a bank for us.
So I film myself banging this dude's wife, okay? I talk her into doing some degrading shit. I get the neighborhood kids over. They all whack off on her face. And then we use the tape to blackmail her husband into robbing the bank.
That's a great idea, Dwayne. Really good. I just think it might be a little hard to find a wife that's slutty and gross by Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess seduction does take some time. So what do? We use political pressure, death threats?
Or a bomb. Everyone's afraid of a bomb, Dwayne.
I was going to say hypnotism, but I like a bomb.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely thinking outside the box.
Right?
What would you do? You just, like, stick it to them like we do the watermelons?
Yeah, strap it on, man.
You can do that?
Yeah. Camel jockeys do it in caves. I got a fucking dope-ass garage workshop in America.
This is true. And what I like about this idea is this is kind of how a fucking millionaire would do it. We don't have to lose any sleep over it. Nobody gets hurt.
Except the major.
The trick is going to be, where do we get our dude? If we're going to commit to a kidnapping, I mean, that's just as risky as a murder.
That's a good point.
We have to figure out a way to bring the dude to us, lure him into a situation that we have total control over. We also got to make sure this dude is not connected to us in any way.
And remember, we'll deliver anywhere in 30 minutes or less or your pizza is free. Vito's Pizza, where the customer gets what they want.
Hmm.
Pronto!
Sometimes fate pulls out its big old cock and slaps you right in the face.
Yeah.
Pepperoni's up! Give me the bag. Not that bag, the other bag.
Hey, I don't mean to interrupt your curing of cancer here, but it's time to get back on the street.
I'm off in 10 minutes. Where the hell is this?
Oh, here, let me check my fuck you, man. Yeah, it's in 30 minutes or less land, or else the pizza comes out of your paycheck. Tick-tock!
I give you options to beg it to for coin. You give me condos to get the sirloin. Hey, in my Mac and they ask me, is it enough?
I know I'm probably like 10, 15 minutes late, but, it's a great mask. That's very funny. So listen, about the whole 30 minutes thing, are we cool? Another one. The missing link. That's really nice. I wish I can get stoned too. So which one of you gorillas handles the cash?
Get him!
Whoa, yo, dude, just take the pizza, man.
No! Escape is impossible!
Ow! Fuck! Yo, what the hell? Rape!
All right, let's see here. Mr. Nick Davis of 110 North whatever the fuck street. Right now, you are wearing a highly explosive bomb vest. Calm down. I'm carrying a piece.
Hey, man. Take it easy. All right, I built a bomb, so it's pretty stable.
For a fucking bomb. Don't do anything stupid like trip over your shoelaces or anything. That vest is packed with C4. The C is for chaos.
It's actually for composite, but yeah, like, don't bump into shit.
Hey, whoa! Sit down. Show him your kicks. Yeah, check that shit. You wanna pop off? Look at this. Fucking stay there. You'll get that right across your goddamn face. Settle. So what do you think, pizza boy? Can we take the tape off? I'm trusting you now.
Help! Help! Help me! Help me!
Fucking serious!
Help me!
Help! Someone help him! Where the fuck do you think you are? You might as well be in outer space, man. Nobody can fucking hear you scream.
They would hear you more in space, actually.
That's the thing. You can't hear anyone in space. It's from aliens.
Why are you doing this to me?
Why does anybody do something fucked up to someone else? For money, dude.
Cha-cha-cha-ching.
I will sell my car, man. I'll get you like $1,000.
For that Mustang?
You mean $100.
No. I'll get you $1,000. I swear to God, please.
We're going to need $100,000.
Where the fuck am I supposed to get that much money?
I don't know. Maybe the Donner Wells National Bank on Charles Road?
Or the Olive Garden.
How am I supposed to rob a bank?
It's not my problem, dude. It's yours. Get creative. Maybe use the scary bomb strapped to your chest. Maybe do it the old-fashioned way. Get a gun, a band of outlaws. Doesn't matter to me. It's not rocket science.
Fine, then do it yourself.
Well, I would do it, but looks like I'm wearing the gorilla mask and you're already wearing that bomb. Go ahead and tell him about the bomb vest.
Look, you seem like a pretty smart guy, but just in case you're going to panic and try to be a hero and be like, I'm going to take this fucking vest off. Fuck these guys. They're assholes. Don't do that, okay? Because we booby-trapped it to shit.
Okay.
Okay? So there's also a little remote detonator on the back we can trigger at any time by dialing a number. Boop, 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 beep, boop.
We got your shit on speed dial. We're watching you, all right? So do what you got to do. But know that if you go near a police station, 4th of July has come a little early this year.
No, don't do that.
9 a.m. You got 10 hours. As soon as you get the money, call this number here. You call it. We'll give you explicit directions on where to make the drop-off. You do good, we give you a 6-digit combination that will stop the timer and open the lock. But if you don't do good, allow me to make a little demonstration for you. Pay attention to the cuddly bear there on the barrel. Ring, ring, ring. Oh, look, the bear's calling. What a coincidence. Hello, bear. How's it going? Yeah? You're just hanging out, getting fucked off? That's cool. Wait, what do you mean you couldn't rob the bank? It was too hard? What? So you went back to your bear cave and hid like a little crying bitch? Well, that's a shame, my stuff, buddy. Because time is up. Whew. I like that bear. I don't even fucking know you.
Okay.
We'll get to it, man.
Okay.
Show and tell's over.
All right. And you're free.
Let's move. Ah. Time is literally ticking right now.
Here are your keys to your great car.
Go on now. Get after her.
Okay. Wait. Can we just maybe talk about this?
Yeah, of course. We can talk.
Whoa!
Come on, man. Get fucking moving. Oh, be careful. You're wasting time. Go. Fucking move. We'll be watching you. We'll meet you out. Adios, dumb motherfucker. Goodbye. Have fun.
What the fuck, Dwayne? He told me that was a replica gun.
Yeah, it was. Then I paid a Mexican $50 to put a firing pin in it. Now it goes boom.
Dude, we can't have a loaded gun around that bomb.
Don't you ever question me. I'm the one fucking this bitch. You're just holding the camera.
I know, man. I'm just saying, you should have told me.
This isn't like the Marines. If you hesitate, if you fuck around, I will leave you behind. Come on. We got some surveillance to do. And possibly breakfast.
And this whole region here, about 830,000 square miles, was part of the original Louisiana Purchase.
Nice laser.
Yeah, it's a nice laser, Rodney. You know what's not nice? Texas in my class.
Hey, Steve. What time you watching the UFC fight, bro? By the way, you think Lisa would go out with me?
Whoa! Lisa over there? No way. She's laughing in your face. Don't text in my class anymore, okay? Everyone take out your workbooks. What do you want?
We gotta talk.
I don't work. Don't mess with me.
Please, for the love of God. Talk to me in private for 1 minute.
I'll be right back. Just do stuff. Well,
Well, well. Look who wants to apologize. Well, you know what? It's going to take a lot more than some pathetic groveling.
Shut up, okay? I don't want to apologize to you.
Then what do you want? Because we have nothing left to say to each other.
Last night, two guys in masks jumped me and strapped a bomb to my chest, and now I have less than 9 hours to rob a bank.
You're hysterical. Great joke. I'm going to go back to my class. What is this?
No, don't.
What the fuck? Is that thing real?
I am not fucking around here. Two guys did this to me, and if I don't rob that bank in time, this thing is going to blow.
Seriously? And your first thought was to come to a school filled with young children?
Well, I guess I didn't really think about it.
Back away.
Okay.
Back away.
I mean, I think the vest is probably safe for now. I mean, these guys don't want me to blow up on accident before I get them their money, right?
Oh, yeah. So you figure the two psychopaths that put a bomb on your chest made sure it was safe. There's no margin for error in their fucking bomb vest design.
I don't know. All I do know is that this is real. Okay? This is real. This is happening. But I have nowhere else to go.
What?
I need your help, okay? I can't do this alone.
Damn it! I want to tell you to get fucked.
I know.
But I can't. Because I'm a better man than you. If I let you go and you explode or whatever, shit will come back and eat at my conscience. And affect my relationships with other people. Like my future wife and kids and shit. We'll be having a picnic or something one day and I would just be like, damn it, I shouldn't have let Nick explode that time.
That's a very rational way to look at the situation. And you're right about being a better man than me.
Could you just walk a few feet in front of me?
Yeah, I can do that. Thank you.
No hay manera de que puedas parar esto. Con un corrido, acuera regresado con un nuevo corrido. Empezar a hacer serie en manera de un rey. Un juego muy avanzado para un güey. Vivo mi vida y diario la
reposo. Ah, what's up, baby?
Hello, I missed you.
Oh, right on. Do you miss me?
Of course I miss you.
Don't lie to me.
Guys in there get juicy, but you get Jacqueline.
Cool, Jacqueline, whatever I want. First I want my money. Then I want to kill that old motherfucker. Then I want to get the fuck out of here, right?
Well, that's how it's going to go. We're just waiting for the call.
Man, see, look. This is what I'm doing right here. See my impatient face? See my impatient face right here?
Well, I think I can keep you entertained.
Come on, baby. Oh, that's nice.
Okay, what if we saw off both your arms, slip the vest over your head, then go to the hospital, they'll reattach your arms. We'll just keep your arms on ice the whole time.
Fuck that.
Well, I don't know what to do, man. All these sites say different shit. There's not a lot of consensus in the bomb disarming community. What do they do in the Hurt Locker?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
Yeah, me neither. I Netflixed it like 6 months ago. It's just been sitting on my coffee table. So dumb. I pay like $12.99 a month, just keep the same three movies in my...
Shut up, please! Just keep looking online, okay?
All right, you can't expect me to become a bomb-disarming expert after looking online for 5 minutes.
It's too tight.
I'm telling you, man. The last thing I looked up online was how to make a quiche, and I fucked it up, big time.
Can you please take this seriously, okay? This is scaring the shit out of me. These guys said they'd be following me, and I have no idea what they look like. They could be anywhere.
Call the cops.
No, we can't. You see the cops show up, they blow the vest and cut their losses. What do I do, Chad? What do I do?
I don't know, man. I guess you gotta just rob the bank.
Fuck.
It's gonna be okay.
No, it's not gonna be okay. I'm gonna fucking blow up.
Come on.
Ow. Whoa.
Get yourself together.
Fuck, Chet.
You know exactly how to rob a bank.
What are you talking about?
Point Break. That movie's a how-to guide for bank robberies. You just bust in, mask, guns, move fast, stick to the tellers, and don't bother with the vault.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it is pretty simple. And it's just a local bank, too. It's the Donner Wells on Charles Road.
The one by the Olive Garden? That's my bank. Small. Standard security. Totally manageable for one dude.
One dude? You mean you're not going to do it with me?
No. But I'm happy to give tips, advice, motivational speeches.
Oh, Chad, please. Jesus Christ. I need you on this, okay? Okay, I can't do this alone. If I do it alone, I'm dead. Please.
Okay, just tell me this. How many times did you sleep with my sister?
Just once. I swear to God. Graduation night.
Okay. I'll help you on one condition. You never mention my sister again, and you never speak to my sister again.
Okay. Okay. Yes. We can do this.
I don't think we should use pantyhose. You'll be able to see our faces through it.
Oh, T-Max. Perfect, perfect. All right. Fuck the knee highs. Okay, here we are. Should we get the handgun or the Uzi? What do you think? These look pretty real.
Get down on the ground! Get down on the ground and give me the money in the bank!
Oh, wait, how am I supposed to get you the money if I'm on the ground?
Go get the money in the bank and then get down on the ground afterwards!
All right, I'll be right back.
Dude, you totally fucked up this mixtape. We're not a bunch of frat guys trying to finger bang girls to Matchbox 20, all right? We're trying to mastermind a heist here. Should be like some industrial shit, some fucking German techno.
Sorry, Dwayne, that song means a lot to me.
Well, it doesn't mean a lot to me. It means a fucking headache to me. I just want this guy to fucking hurry up.
Are you worried about the other guy, the little fucking mini genie?
No, man, he picked him up from a school. As long as he's not a cop, I don't give a shit. He can bring the whole fucking faculty for all I care. As long as he gets my money. I'll check that.
What are you looking at, Subway? You want me to run over and get some sandwiches? I'm hungry as shit, dude.
Look, it'd be the perfect place for the tanning salon.
You're so right.
Yeah. You know, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I want you to start out the front counter. I know it sounds like a demotion, but it's not, all right? It's a very important job. We're going to be using a lot of code words and shit.
For what?
Well, say a gentleman walks in and says, hello, good afternoon, I'd like a tan. Well, that just means that he wants a tan.
Okay.
But if a guy comes in and is like, yo, I want a deluxe tan, that means he wants a tan and a blowjob, which means you have to go to the back, grab one of the
girls. And blow him?
No, you have to find a girl who's going to suck him off.
Oh, okay.
Guns. Math. You sure you all don't want to grab some condoms?
No, why?
Because this is usually what men buy before they rape someone.
Oh, we're not rapists. Us two? Small fries? No way.
This is going to be cash or credit for your rape kit.
Hey, is a slider station in a rape kit? Because we're getting one of those, too.
We'll pay cash.
Not into rape, just into sliders.
If it's anal, is it a hard anal tan?
No, no, the anal will tip it off too much.
Oh, right. What if a black guy comes in, do they get a tanning glover?
No, we're not going to profile racially our clients. We don't say anything if it's a black guy who comes in. If a dude comes in and wants a black chick, then yeah, that would be a tanning glover. What codes for that? Do we have codes for missionary, for anal, for black chicks? I have a whole glossary of terms in my files back at home. But I'm not going to go into that right now because you, my friend, are supposed to be on lookout. And I know how terrible you are multitasking.
Oh, they're getting away, dude. He's getting away.
Oh, shit.
Hurry up.
There you go. Enough, Travis. Sick of this fucking Family Dollar bullshit. It's time to get our heads to the game.
Spinning the guns, spinning the guns, spinning the guns for the bank robbery. Because we go in with our plastic guns and the cops will shoot us in our face. If we go in
Yo,
with
Yo, could you please
be
more careful? You're getting
the cops
paint all over the car.
Really? You worried about getting paint in this car?
Yeah.
Your car is a total piece of shit.
Yo, please.
No, your car is garbage. It's like you bought a Mustang and the Mustang got AIDS and you're worried about painting it.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
And don't turn that over. It's still wet.
What? It's a fast drying.
Fast isn't the same as instant, okay? You gotta let it sit for like 20 minutes.
All right. We don't have time to sit around and literally watch paint dry, okay? Aren't we headed straight to the bank?
All right, I was actually thinking we gotta stop and steal a car first.
What? Why? We have a car.
Yeah, we have my car, okay? I can't use this as a getaway vehicle. They'll trace the plates. Even if we do get away, we'll be promptly arrested.
Well, how are we gonna steal a car? I don't know how to hotwire a vehicle. Do you know how to hotwire a vehicle?
I just think we gotta stop and steal the one from your parents' friends, the Fishers. Remember they used to pay us to clean their garage? They leave the keys in there and they got a Datsun. That's a fast car.
I'm not stealing the Fishers' Datsun, okay? Let's steal one of your parents' friends' cars.
Okay. What friends? What friends? My parents don't have any. My dad moved away when your big mouth humiliated him and ruined his marriage, and no one wants to hang out with the mom who everyone knew fucked the lifeguard.
You never should have told me. I was 13 years old. I couldn't process information like that. I thought it was cool your mom fucked the lifeguard. Fuck, I'm sorry.
Okay. Accept your apology.
That's it? Not gonna apologize for sleeping with my sister?
You told me not to mention it.
Great. I just want this goddamn day to be over! It's locked.
Okay. Alright, crawl through the window. You climb through the window.
No, I'm holding the bag.
I'm holding the bomb. Climb through the window. Yeah, not that shit down.
These are my rock pants. I'm gonna ruin them.
Okay. You alright?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay.
Who is it?
Shut up. Keys aren't here. They always used to leave the keys out.
Yeah, when we were teenagers.
Okay, all right, let's just find them. Wait, did you hear that?
No, what?
Mr. Fisher's coming.
What?
Put it on.
What are you doing?
I'm doing what I have to. Whoa, hold on. Yes. Okay, shut the door.
Shit.
Okay, now, all right, where are the car keys?
They're in my pocket.
Quiet down and give them to me. Underhand.
All right, I'm just getting them out of my pocket.
Get them.
Okay. Good.
Toss them to me.
Good.
Okay, now listen. We're obviously stealing the car. And I don't want you to report it stolen until later tonight. Let's say, 5 o'clock, or 6 to be safe.
6:15!
Yeah, right, 6:15.
Don't even bother calling the cops. We own the cops.
Good, okay. And if you mess with us, I swear to God, I will shoot your son.
Dylan Fisher.
Yes, Dylan Fisher. And I know where he works, too. He works at the travel agency.
He's a douchebag with a bang.
That's right.
Look, please, don't do that. I won't say anything, I promise. Just leave Dylan alone.
Okay, good. But if you call the cops, there's going to be an undertaker styling his stupid fucking bang.
Because he'll be dead.
That's right, because he'll be dead. Now open the fucking garage door.
Do you have any snacks, like granola bars or yogurt?
Not now.
I'm hungry.
Okay, remember our deal. 6:15 and now a minute early.
Yeah.
Move on.
Hey, please just go.
I'm driving.
Thanks. Have a great afternoon. Oh, man. I'm totally implicated. What if he saw my brown hand? There's only like 4 Indian families that live in Grand Rapids.
I don't know, the guy's not Matlock, all right? Fisher, he's a fucking CPA. I think you'll be okay.
Awesome. Stuck inside an even smaller car with you and a bomb. Next time, why don't we steal a smart car?
Whoa. I think that's a pickup.
Whoa. Hey, he just ran a stop sign. Just take it easy, all right? We got plenty of time.
I know. But there's actually, just something I want to do first.
Oh, get something to eat. Thank you. Let's go to Mr. Burger.
Mm-mm. Actually, I want to go tell my boss to fuck off.
What? Are you joking?
Mm-mm.
You want to run a personal errand on our way to a bank robbery?
Or you want us to go get lunch?
Yeah, because I'm hungry. I thought it'd be nice to have one last burger before I'm incarcerated.
Jeff, this is not a personal errand, all right? This is very important to me.
Oh, okay. And so this is your big moment, huh? Putting in your 2 weeks' notice at a pizza place?
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Whatever. Now you're just making me depressed. Let's go. I'm going to take a piss there, though.
All right.
What are you doing? Back here. Park out front.
Well, you said you had to take a piss. Well, welcome to our employee restroom.
Fine. Hurry up, please. It smells like dead animals and pizza out here.
Okay.
Yeah, man, like we're fucking taking care of business. Hey. Oh, shit. Where the fuck is this guy going to? Was there some sort of secret FBI headquarters or some shit around here? You know what? Maybe I'll just call this bomb.
What? No, dude. No. Let me go after him and take a look. Jesus.
What the hell, dude? You fucking gay for this guy or something?
What? Yeah. Well, if wanting a lot of money is gay, then yeah, I'm Elton John.
Well, then hurry the fuck up. Go do some reconnaissance. Report back, or I will blow this motherfucker up.
Hey, Kate, I'm right outside the building. No, I'm here right now.
Why are you acting so strange?
Because strange shit is going on. I'll explain everything. Just meet me where I texted you.
Nick, I was just about to go out. What's going on?
Please, it's important.
Nick!
Yeah?
What's going on? You okay?
Wait, just stay over there, okay? Please. All right, listen, something happened to me last night. I was out on this run and, I started thinking, what if this is the last shitty pizza I ever delivered?
I
say it's probably a good thing. Nick, I'm super busy right now. This is not the best time.
Okay, no, right now is kind of all I have.
Come by later and we'll talk,
No, there
okay?
isn't time. Okay, can I tell you the single worst mistake of my life?
Okay.
I was sleeping with you.
Thanks.
No, no, you don't understand. That's when I knew for sure that I was in love with you. What I didn't know was how the fuck to deal with it, so I screwed it all up.
That was like 8 years ago.
I know. But I just want you to know that if today was the final day of my brief and shitty existence, and I could only see one more person, it would be you.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
You can't just say all this and walk away.
Unfortunately, I have to. Also, I told Chet we had sex.
No, I don't know. I think it's his girlfriend or something. They've been up there for a while.
Bet your homeboy's trying to get one last blowjob in case he don't make it. I like his style.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm just fixing the banister.
All right, cool.
Yeah, sorry, bro. Yeah, we got the banister under control.
Yo, Juicy, what's happening? This is King Dwayne. I've been thinking about you a lot, and I don't know. I just feel cool inside. I'm excited to get this money and me and you to kind of start our thing. I'm thinking a lot about the polishing the scepter deal. I know that that's not really for polishing the scepter, that you're just talking about sucking my dick, but I just want you to know that it's going to be mutual. You won't just have to polish my scepter. I will also lick your crown, which is a euphemism for, you know, eating your pussy. Okay, well, give me a call when you get a chance. Okay, goodbye.
Oh, what if my penis shrinks to 12 inches? You're actually early for your shit.
No, Chris, I quit. Fuck you! Ha!
Fuck you!
You're in there almost 20 minutes.
Oh, I had a lot of shit to air. Hey, you went to Mr. Burger? You got me one?
I did. He took so long, I ate it.
Oh, come on. Alright, well, give me one of those 5-hour energy fuckers. Let's get to it.
Drank those, too.
Motherfucker. Let's go.
Let's go rob the bank.
And get this fucking bomb on.
I can't believe we're doing this.
Okay, you go for the money. I'll cover the crowd. In and out.
I'm not feeling great, man. I drank like 3 of those 5-hour energy drinks. It's just too much energy. I'm like cramping up from all the energy. My arms are jittery and...
Dude, settle down. You ready for this? Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
Wait.
What? What do I call you in there if I need to tell you something? Call me Tavon. Maybe Darius.
I can tell you're not a black guy through the mask, though.
All right, right. You're still Darius?
I'm Luis. What if we're both Hispanic, like we met in a gang in prison?
I like that. I like that. Maybe we stabbed a prison guard and we escaped and now we're on the run.
Yes! We're two local motherfuckers, and that's how we gotta be when we roll in.
Nothing is getting in our way.
Wait.
What?
I still don't have a Hispanic name.
Oh, yeah. You're Cruz.
That's a great fucking name. Let's do this.
Bank robbery, fool!
Everybody put your hands in the air!
No, get down on the ground!
Actually, listen to him and get on the fucking ground!
Hey, back away! All you guys, back away! Elon, don't even think about it! Nobody press the button! If you do, I'll shoot one of these people in the face! Now get over there and get on the ground! Now! Go, 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 go!
Okay, you just stand there and don't do shit!
On the ground! Elon, look down! Don't make any such moves, okay? Mustache, stop looking in my face!
We just killed a prison guard, and we're not afraid to kill again!
Yeah, we stabbed him in the eye with a spoon! Now very slowly, get down and take your gun out and toss it! Come on, quicker!
All right.
Oh, I don't want this gun!
Did you do that on purpose?
No, it was an accident.
Are you guys working together? What's going on here?
Please take this gun away!
Just toss it, lady!
I think she has some cerebral artery! Oh.
I'm so sorry it was an accident!
Fuck you! Who's a gun like that?
Dude, this guy just got shot in the leg. He's bleeding everywhere. He's gonna die, and then we're gonna go to prison.
No, no, no. Luis and Cruz are never going back to prison. Why isn't anybody getting me help?
Sir, let me see where you're hit.
All right, it's just a flesh wound, man. You're gonna be okay. Cruz, how are we doing on that money? Cruz!
Oh, sorry, Luis. Don't make a sound. You, what's your name?
Sandra.
All right. Sandra, if this kid has a bag with $100,000, we'll grab it and get the fuck out of here. No one will get hurt. Can I trust you? All right, let's go. Let's get some money.
Whoa, Bruce! You're breaking your own rules.
Whoa! Not the vault! Stick to the tellers!
Right.
I don't have that much money at the counter. I have to go in the vault.
Fuck it! Go to the vault! Let's go!
Go! Hurry!
Yes, Saunders! Guys, let him really hurt!
Quickly, Saunders!
Use your fucking shot! Hurry, Saunders, please!
Come on, Saunders! Time is money here!
No! No money, sir!
You want to get shot in the other knee? Didn't think so. Keep it down. Okay. Okay, got it. Good. Thank you, Sandra. I'm sorry, everybody. I know we probably fucked up your day. Thinking of you in particular, sir. Actually, you know what? Here.
Peel up your belt off. On me.
Anybody rats this guy to the cops? I'm coming after you. I remember faces. Right, Bruce?
He remembers faces.
There you go, sir. Oh, whoa!
Sandra, what the fuck was that? What happened to our trust?
I'm sorry, they make us do it.
Hey, Sandra, we need you here. We all do. So would you kindly please fill another bag? Another bank bag this time. A garbage bag, and crucially, what?
Let's go, Sandra, come on. I know your antics this time. Go, move it up. I'm watching you. We're not friends no more.
Give me the bag, quickly.
Thanks, Sandra. Let's go.
Whoa! Which one of you assholes tripped the alarm?
Saunders, don't tell me you did that too!
No, it was Mark. He pushed the button when you guys came in!
Hey, you bitch! Now they're gonna kill both of us!
Fuck you! You're the manager!
No, fuck both of you! I am a regular guy. And you fucked me. So thank you for fucking a regular guy!
And his partner, Cruz!
That's right. Donald Wells, you just got robbed.
Oh, fuck!
Drop your weapon!
Yes, sir!
Fuck! Put your hands on your head. Now, slowly, get your ass on the ground. Do it now!
Guess what? You just brought a gun to a bomb fight, officer. Now, I pull these wires, and we all go. So you got 10 seconds to drop your weapon. One, two...
Oh, fuck!
What? I can't believe that worked.
Whew, that was awesome.
I was tempting a desperate motherfucker.
Holy shit. Homeboy's got the Federales in hot pursuit.
Police car chasing us. We're in a fucking car chase.
Well, we just robbed the bank. He is on the
street. Can't help on these guys in the Dotson, man.
Yes, I can. Just let me concentrate, okay? I do this for a living.
No, you don't. You get high and deliver pizzas. There's nothing like this situation.
All right, hang on.
Tokyo drift away from her or something!
Hang on, let me on the side.
What are you doing?
My move. I'm gonna bang 180. I'm gonna buy him in the opposite direction.
No, please don't bang. No need for a bang.
Ready? Hang on.
Yeah,
I overshot it.
Oh, go. Stay behind us, man. Stop. Whoa, that guy got fucked up.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right, we gotta keep moving. Come on.
Take the money.
Okay.
Alright. Whoa. Look at this.
Look what happened to the Dotson. Yeah,
Mr. Fisher is not going to be pleased about this.
The cops are coming.
Come on, it's a getaway. We're trying to get away.
Okay, I'm getting away.
Whoa, check.
You're
going to be for
the car started.
What?
Yeah, it's
in
your back.
Wait. Get it out. That was a red.
Whoa, come on.
Okay, what do we do now? What should we do now?
Bust.
Hey.
You know what happened to the guys they were after?
Sounds like they got away.
That's terrible. I hope that they catch them.
There was $100,000 in here. $100,000, man, which we stole from a bank. Oof. I told a bunch of people I was going to shoot them. I was like, you fucking move, and I'll kill you where you stand.
I threatened to blow up a cop. But he never said I would kill you where you stand.
Yeah, I know. But shit did get pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I held my gun sideways at one point.
Yeah? Yep, you did.
Man, there is no one I would have rather taken down a bank with. I mean that.
Me neither.
And as for all that shit I said, and that shit I did, I just hope you can forgive me.
Sorry I've been such a dick. I don't think there's anybody else to be friends with me.
Come on. You're talking to a guy who slept with his best friend's ex-girlfriend, split up his parents' marriage, and then sat on the sidelines and watched him go through a downward spiral. I mean, those are the actions of a shitty human being. I don't know who else would be best friends with me.
Well, then it's a good fucking thing that we know each other. Come here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You still have a bomb.
Yeah, you're right. Let's take care of that. But you owe me a hug?
Sure.
Whoa. The Stang. I didn't think I'd see you again. It's all gravy from here.
$100,000. Done and done.
Is this who I think it is?
Can't you hear the ticking in the background?
Oh, funny guy, huh? Well, can it? This shit ain't over yet. Save the fucking routine. There's an old railroad bridge out on Commerce past the highway.
Be there in 20.
I'll be there in 10.
Well, then you'll be standing there with your dick in one hand and my money in the other.
No, you will. Hello? Nah, he heard it.
Fucking asshole. Juicy. Yeah, wrangle your boy. Money's on its way.
God damn, how good does this shit feel, huh?
Good as shit, dude.
Fucking victory tacos, dude.
I'm not ashamed to admit it, Travis. I've had some dark times these last few years. It's depression, anorexia, addiction, and all kinds of shit that I'm not going to even go into.
Starting today, all that shit's the past. I finally fucking done it, man. I finally pulled it off.
Yeah, I mean, we did, dude. Together, you and me. We make a pretty good team.
Do we?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah? All right, then. Would you do it? Would you push the button?
Why would you want me to do that?
It's just a question, Travis.
I thought you said that nobody gets hurt, Dwayne. He hasn't even made the drop anyway, so I wouldn't ask you to blow him up right now. That'd be stupid. Not while we're eating tacos.
I gotta take a shit, dude.
Woo! Hola, Marcella. Aren't you looking muy caliente today?
Wait, did you tell the guy you're bringing a friend? No. What if he gets freaked out and decides to shoot me? You wanna go? Yes. You got my blessing. You know what? Enough about your uncle touching you. I don't want to hear it anymore. He touched you. Get over it.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, bro?
How you doing? Where are the other guys?
It's just me, dog. Just by you call me Sugar Milk, bro. Sugar Milk.
Sugar Milk?
Yeah. Hey, you got the money? Is that the money?
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's so pretty. It's so pretty, bro. Look at it. Oh my God, what you do? Rob a bank?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Ah, that's cool, man. I'm proud of you, bro. Check you later.
Wait, hey, man. Yo, where's the code?
I don't know no code. What you talking about? Like, what code?
Come on, man. Just give me the code, okay?
Like Da Vinci Code, like Code Red, like the Contra Code, like up, down, select, select, A, B, A, B, left, right, that one?
Okay, yo, dude, come on, stop messing with me, just give me the fucking code, okay?
No, I don't have no code, bro.
Give me the fucking code for the bomb, okay?
Who brings a fucking bomb to a drop, homie?
I don't know, your fucking boss put this on me!
I am my boss!
Good, then give me the code!
Say code again, motherfucker, please. Say it one more time, say it. No, I'll just shoot you in the face, okay. I'll shoot you in the face,
so that you don't explode and mess up my shit, but say code one more time. I just want to hear it.
I want the money back.
Oh, you want this money right here?
Yes.
This motherfucking money right here, the one that you just gave to me, huh?
Yes! Give me the money back.
Yeah, the only way you're gonna get it is if you kill to me, homie, which you ain't gonna do because you're a pussy.
No, come on, man. You don't know what I've been through for that money.
Do I fucking look sympathetic, homie?
Now step the fuck aside.
Now!
Don't look like that!
You
went off with me, little man!
There's a lady off me! Get this lady off me! Get this lady off me! Get
off my wrist!
Get in the car!
Shit!
You're a bad person!
Oh, shit! Not with the money they want. Call that motherfucker!
Yeah, shit's looking good. Just don't make it too boxy, man. I'm not trying to look like Arsenio Hall when I go down to the morgue and fucking identify the body.
Okay.
Take this. So, did you drop the money?
No, I still got the money and we cracked your friend's face open.
Why the fuck would you do that? He did not give you the code? I gave him the code.
I didn't give him shit. I want the code right now or you'll never see this money.
Just settle down, big boy, all right? You're not exactly negotiating from a point of leverage here.
I'm holding the money, okay? I blow up and it blows up, so who has the leverage now? Why don't you go ahead and press the button, okay?
Whoa,
press the fucking button,
doing?
Asshole. Push it.
Wait, no, don't do it. Put the button. Don't make a strategy comment.
Yeah, push the button.
Man, you better watch what the fuck you're saying. I own you, all right? I tell you to rob a bank, you rob a fucking bank. If I tell you to give me the money, you give me the goddamn money and you hope that I give you mercy.
I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm already dead, right? So fuck you. At least I'll die rich. I can't say the same for you.
Get me out of the car! Pull over, let me get out of the car right now!
I'm getting out. That's what's happening. Get the fucking car.
Shit!
I'm out of the car.
Get your back in the car!
Why? That was so stupid!
That was a negotiation tactic, okay? I'll call back and I won't answer. Then he'll call again and I will answer and he'll realize that the only way he gets the money is if he gives me the code.
Okay, I'm sure that's exactly what he'll do. Oh wait, no it's not because he's a fucking psychotic.
No, he's not going to answer. He's going to pretend like I don't exist. Does this guy not know who the fuck I am? God damn it. Fucking shit.
Dwayne. You never told me you weren't going to give him the code.
Well, we're not amateurs, Travis, all right? He's a fucking loose end, man. I mean, do you know what happens if you let a loose end go away? I could just be sitting in my fucking mansion, dude, and all of a sudden the FBI, the CIA, fucking NASA, they'll all converge there because he's turned state evidence, and he can fucking lock me away. You know what? Fuck that. Fuck it. I'll just kill the major myself. I don't need a fucking hitman.
Don't do it, man.
I'm gonna fucking smoke him. I gave him chances and he fucking blew it. He wants to be an asshole. He wants to be a fucking big man. He's gonna fucking die now.
Dwayne, don't. Just
three.
Seriously, don't.
Two. One. Boom. Just killed somebody.
Hello and welcome to Movie Phone. To use our new speech-enabled system, press star
Travis.
Two.
Why the fuck was that movie phone? What's the number for the bomb?
In my head, man, all right? I switched it out when you were taking a shit at Taco Boy, all right? You're out of control, Dwayne.
I'm out of control?
Yeah.
I'm in perfect fucking
no, you're
control.
Not!
Benedict Arnold!
Stop it!
Fucking little bitch!
Stop.
You're a fucking traitor! You're
no.
a traitor to me!
Ah, fuck! Stop it!
Ow!
Stop!
Oh! Shit! You motherfucker! I think you're my business partner. You pulled this shit with me!
I'm just tired of you pushing me around, Dwayne. What kind of partner does that?
Fuck you. I'm gonna probably piss blood now.
Yeah, that's what it said on the internet.
Would you get the photo out of my pocket? I don't think I have the strength. Just put it on the table, on the speakerphone.
Glad to see you finally came to your senses, asshole.
What the fuck do you think you're talking to, bro?
Who is that?
Honestly, I have no idea. Who is this?
All right, well, let me give you a little hint. Your bomb boy just jumped me, tossed my bitch like a fucking rag doll.
And split with the cash. Does that ring a bell?
That's not my boy. That dude is a dick. I'm sorry for all the confusion that he might have caused us today.
Confusion?
The only motherfucker here who's confused is you, because apparently you think you can fuck with my world
and survive the day.
No, I'm not trying to fuck up your world. I'm trying to fuck up his world. Man, you just gotta understand, you're just like a pawn that I'm playing in a much larger game here.
A pawn? Did you just fucking call me a pawn, homie? I'm not a chess piece, I'm like a fucking battleship.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Look, I'm just juggling a whole lot of shit right now, right?
I don't give a fuck, I want my money right now.
Okay, well, I don't have the money right now, but if you give me a little bit of time, I think I could probably come up with it.
You know what? The deal's off. You just became the hit. Congratulations, motherfucker.
What do you say? Are we good?
He says he's gonna kill me. The fucking assassin is now going to kill me.
Oh, shit! Are you serious?
He's gonna fucking shoot me now. I'm gonna die. Game over.
Hey, come on, man. Don't say that, Dwayne. We're gonna get the money just like we planned, okay? We just have to get the leverage back.
How do we do that?
We hit that pizza fuck where it hurts.
What, in his dick?
No. In his pussy.
Oh.
I really don't think this is gonna work, man.
I know, please just try it once.
All right, I'll try it, but if it doesn't work, no more negotiation tactics. You call the guy, okay?
Okay, okay.
All right, okay. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! Fuck! Fuck, man!
It's not working. Yeah, because your arms are there. I told you we need to cut off your arms, but you have to have your arms.
Okay, I will try them.
Yo, this is the king. Leave a fucking message.
Ah, went straight to voicemail. What are we going to do, man? If those guys don't pick up, you're going to explode. In an hour, you'll be dead. All right, I'll call him again.
That's right. Shit just got real for you, Slumdog.
Who the fuck are you?
Get her.
Dwayne?
Chill out right there, homie. Chill out right there. I'm gonna walk you through it. I'm just here for Dwayne, okay? That's it.
Even if I knew where it was, I wouldn't tell you nothing.
Don't be stupid, bro. Come on, tell me.
You know, I saved a Beaner's life in the shit. So if I took yours, we'd be even.
Beaner, huh? That shit cuts deep. I'm not gonna lie. That was good. Why are you trying to protect him? He hired me to kill you, motherfucker.
Sounds like my son.
Where is he?
Where the fuck is he?
You think I'm scared of death? Huh? There's a whole generation of gooks that think I'm the Grim Reaper. Come here, you. I'll ride you all the way to hell. And I know just how to get there.
Are you for serious, Doc? Nobody can fucking kill to me, bro.
Go ahead and shoot.
Didn't think I was gonna do it, right? People always do that shit.
Really? A fucking pen gun?
Motherfucker. Badass, bro. You're a pimp. Okay, remember, you're a pimp. That's what your mom said. Your mom told you you were a pimp. You're a pimp!
Hey,
fuck is this shit? A scrap gun?
Maybe I should just become a bank robber. I was pretty good at it. Teachers don't make shit. Bank robbers make bank.
Hey, it's them.
Shit. Don't mess this up. Okay.
You ready to talk now?
Yeah, I'm ready to talk. I want my fucking money.
Good, then give me the fucking code right now. I will disarm this thing. I will leave the money someplace and you can come and get it. You'll just have to trust me when I say that I don't want it.
Yeah, I'm sure. You're just so ready to get back to your fantastic life, huh? Your awesome job and that sweet hot little bitch of yours.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
You know that little lady that you paid a visit to today? Well, guess what? She's in the back of my van right now. Let's just say it's not consensual.
Fuck you! You just crossed the line!
There are no lines. They're just me, you, and $100,000. The sooner you figure that shit out, the sooner you get her back and your life back.
What are
you
saying, man?
You're gonna meet me in a scrapyard, alone. Try anything crazy, and both y'all are gonna be delivering to St. Peter.
All right, let me talk to her.
Fine. He wants to talk.
He wants to talk to me? What do I say?
No, to her. He wants to talk to her.
Who?
Oh. Why the fuck would he want to talk to you?
Oh, right, sorry.
Nick?
Kate, I am so sorry.
Okay. I'm fine.
Enough. She's wasting my minutes. She's just really gonna fucking die if you fuck this up. Got it?
Fuck! Nick! What's going on? Who are you talking to?
I fucked up, Chet.
What did you do?
When we went into town earlier, it wasn't just to tell off my boss. I mean, I did that too, but, I saw Kate.
Why, you had a bomb strapped to your chest? Are you fucking kidding me?
Look, I thought I was being careful, okay? I went to see her on the roof in case I fucking exploded. The guys followed me. I had no idea that they were there.
Of course you didn't. What was the one thing I asked you? Huh?
I know.
I helped you rob a bank, man. I put a gun up to people's faces. I committed a crime. I could go to jail. My whole life could be over.
Okay, I know. I fucked up, okay? But we have the money, okay? And as long as we have the money, she is safe.
Let's just stop arguing and go get her.
Time you got left?
4 minutes and 9 seconds.
That's cutting it a little close.
All right. I got the cash, so give me the code and Kate.
Or maybe we can just chill out, wait for the money shot.
That's very funny. Now give me the fucking code.
Fine. 69, 69, 69.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Oh man, don't judge me. It's my favorite sexual position. Yeah, how's that feel? Free man.
I'm not free yet. Where is she?
Come on, Travis, what the fuck, dude? This is the signal.
I'm coming, she knocked over my soda.
Kate.
Nick, is that you?
Yeah, I'm here. You're gonna be okay.
Fucking tearjerker, isn't it?
Yo, come on, man, just let her go.
Yeah, I will. In time. I want you to know that my associate here is rocking a flamethrower.
Be cool, man. Do not be crazy.
Yeah, unless right. You think you can outrun a 25-foot flame or a bullet.
Which you can't, FYI.
No, it's impossible.
Do you want the money?
Yes.
Okay, then give me the girl.
We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah, sure.
Move, woman. All right, the count of three. One, two, three.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
Good God,
All right, you lovebirds. You guys can go ahead and go home now. It's all over.
You know, I actually have this sneaking suspicion that once we turn around, you're going to put a bullet in both of our backs, and this is just a guess, he's going to burn our bodies.
Well, they say great minds think alike. I guess in this case, so do we.
No, I know. I figured that. That's why I have a gun pointed at you, too. Yeah. I got a sniper, and he's locked on you right now. His name is Cruz, and he's a loco motherfucker. Hey, Cruz!
You're right. Bullshit.
How dumb do I look? Nice try. Yeah, a sniper.
Holy shit, Dwayne. On your forehead.
What?
There's a red dot on your forehead. You look like one of her people.
There's a what?
Shit.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Thank you, Cruz.
Well played.
All right, now drop the gun. Put it down, dude.
Fucking sniper.
It's on your chest now. Okay, and you too. I can't put it down. It's attached to my backpack. Can I just point it down?
Yeah.
It's fine. Whatever. Thanks. All right, now we're going to walk away. But if you try anything, my sniper will shoot you.
Oh, you're so tough, huh? You had to use a sniper to outdo us. It's a pussy move. Suck it.
Who cares? We got the money.
Yeah, fuck that.
I wasn't expecting to see you here.
Whoa.
Hey, that guy's gone. Don't leave the party just yet. Hold on.
Hey, who the fuck are you?
I'm the motherfucking satanic Hispanic, doggy.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck. All right, well, we were looking for you, man. We got all your money right here.
I throw it down.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's yours. There you go.
Oh. Hey, what the fuck?
Come on, man. We paid you your fucking money. Put the gun down.
It's very disappointing the way that you guys do business. It's fucked up, bro. I got shot with a pen today. With a fucking pen, bro. Right in my neck. And I got hit in the face with a fucking crowbar or something like that by the little kazoo guy.
I don't know what you're talking about, man, but there's your money. Just fucking take it.
I am going to take the money, and then I'm going to tie up you two loose ends.
We're not loose ends.
You dumb motherfucker. You're as loose as ends get.
Dwayne, what do we do?
I'm gonna kill
Torch
you.
Him.
Ah! What the fuck, bro? A flamethrower!
He never would.
You did good, man. You didn't hesitate.
That's what she said. Yeah. That is what she said.
It works there.
It finally works.
I'm gonna go put a bullet in that asshole's face. Go get our money back. You'll be able to get home okay?
Yeah, I can.
Go fucking get him, dude.
I will.
Good fucking work.
Yeah, man.
Oh. Go get our fucking money!
You had a bomb strapped to you all day?
Yeah, but we got away.
For the second time, with the money.
So when you came to see me today?
Yeah. Yeah, I meant everything I said.
Oh, come on, Kate. We get caught up in the moment.
Oh, shit. Yo!
You wanna fucking take King Wayne's money? You wanna fucking play?
This is not good.
Oh, go past me! Get to, piece of boy!
He'll pull over!
Shit, fuck!
No, you don't understand!
You don't understand! I own this town!
Why did that van just explode?
I remember that bomb I was telling you about? I kind of typed in the code, reactivated it, and put it in the back of that guy's van.
What? That's some John McClane shit. Yes.
How did you remember the code?
It doesn't matter. Anyway, we are alive, and we are rich.
This money's gonna change my life. First off, Grand Rapids Elementary, fuck you, kids. I'm done, okay? I'm gonna finally do all the stuff I wanted to do, you know, like travel the world, spend a little time in Italy, maybe summer in France.
Sandra!
Major 10, our specially trained engineers are hard at work developing new technologies to harness the power of the sun. How's it going in here?
It's our most advanced tanning bed yet.
But don't just take this scientist's word for it. The proof is in the tan.
Wow.
But at Major 10, it's not just about looking good. It's also about feeling good.
Woo! God damn!
That's a Lex tan. It's fantastic.
Our more than willing staff is ready to provide for your every need through our wide variety of custom tans. The Grande tan, the Ultra Dark tan, the Barely Legal tan, the Facial tan, and my personal favorite, the Menage tan.
We even offer our own brand of patented tanning pleasure oils that our female associates are trained to apply.
We love King Dwayne.
So come on down to Major Tan, where we're proud to be a family business.
That's what she said.